Hello, hello, hello. Good day, good day, good day to you all. Hi. Oh, gosh, just even getting on these audios start to make me giggle right away. It's just such a divine pleasure and privilege to share all of these audios with my beautiful community that's being formed over time here. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. I'm just so grateful to be just in this together, right? Oh, I was just thinking about that. That's the title of my mom's new book she just wrote. It's called In This Together, I believe. That's the name of the title. Oh, gosh. As they say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. If you're listening to this, Mom, I love you. Hi. So, hello. I'd like us to start by doing some deep breaths today. I'd like you to sit in your chair or on the ground. Just take a seat wherever you're at. Thank you. Please place your hands over your heart space. Right, starting to breathe deeply. We're going to take 5 deep breaths. I'm going to count to 3. And on the third breath, I'd like you to take a deep, slow cleansing breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And on the out breath, please make a sound. And we're going to increase the capacity of that out breath as the breaths go from 1 to 5, right? So by the end, on 5, you are just letting it go, okay? Just like letting it all go. Anything that's going on in your life, just let the breath take it away, okay? I'm going to count to 3 starting now. 1, 2, and 3. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. This is your last breath. Really let it go. Good. Thank you so very much for joining me on this audio today. I am excited to do what I'm doing with you right now because we're going to be talking about the topic of expressing oneself. The power and the freedom of expressing oneself authentically. Oh, doesn't even that sound amazing? Just hearing me say that? Just getting to be you as you, sharing about you as you with the expression you want to bring it forward into the world with whatever way that sounds, right? It doesn't mean you go over and steamroll people with your expressiveness, right? It means that you start to get in touch with that inner voice, that inner wisdom that's inside you, that's always been there, that does have a level of expression to it. You know, I've worked with clients over the years that some of them have come in and said, you know, I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't really feel any sadness. And then we start to work together for a little while and they're like, oh my God, I actually do have a lot of sadness in there. And I realized that as a child, I wasn't able to express my sadness. I wasn't able to express who I was. I was pushed down. I was held down to say, you know, don't be too expressive. You're too emotional, too sensitive. You're too loud. You're too expressive. You're going to scare people off. You're going to make people uncomfortable, you know, and therefore what they learned to do instead was to basically kind of numb themselves out and stop expressing themselves as they are, right? So it means having your feeling, right? If maybe you start to feel sad or feeling angry, and then you share that, you know, I'm feeling really sad right now. And maybe you're feeling really excited and you say to someone, I feel really excited. And you're not waiting for them to say, oh, I'm excited for you. You have no expectation of what someone else feels about what you feel and how you express it. That's the liberation of what I'm sharing here. This isn't about you expressing and having someone validate you or recognize you. It's about you validating and recognizing yourself. And you do that simply by expressing yourself, by saying, you know what? No. I'm not doing this for somebody else. I'm not trying to get them to like me. I don't need people to like me. I like me. I like what I feel. I like what I have to share. I like how I express myself. Now, how good does that feel to really stand in your power around expression of yourself? Expressing, sharing yourself with yourself or with others. With the authentic expression and energy, right? This expression energy that lies behind your authentic state of being. Wow. Liberating, freeing, and absolutely possible for you. And I know this. I came from a very extreme pendulum swing for myself. I definitely used to be quite expressive as a child and overly jubilant, in fact. And then my family went, God, she is so hyper, so energized. We have got to get her out of the room. She's just kind of annoying, really. You know, I'd be on tables dancing. I kind of looked around at my environment and thought, you know, what is up with all these people? They just don't seem very happy. So I became like the entertainer, the singer, just get up on a table, just start making up a song. La, la, la. And, you know, I was also craving attention. Right. So I learned to utilize being very expressive and maybe overly expressive, jubilant, happy, hyper to get the attention I was seeking. Right. So this is also something very important to note about the journey of why we started to shut down our expression center. Right? Maybe we had a family that didn't like it. Maybe we had a boyfriend that didn't like it or a girlfriend that didn't like it. And they said some pretty harsh words to us that really stung. And we said, you know, no more. I'm not going to be expressive. You know, it's not safe to be expressive. Or maybe I should be less expressive. You know, just what does that mean to be less expressive when you're clearly feeling expressive, right? You want to express energy. To become less expressive means you're holding yourself back. You're holding yourself down. Right? Think about that. You're holding yourself back. You're holding yourself down by not really fully allowing yourself to have your expression. And sometimes, like I said, it's going to happen where you're feeling very expressive and energized, and there's no one to do that with. Can you be okay with taking that into your car, taking that into your room, and just saying, I feel really good right now. I feel really mad right now. Grab a pillow and hit it. Hit that pillow. Express yourself. Expression of energy. Not needing anyone to agree with it, to, like I said, validate it, acknowledge it. Just not needing that anymore. That's where the liberation comes in this. Not fearing that if you express yourself, someone's not going to like you. Not fearing, this is where fear comes into play, right? Not fearing that if I express who I am, I'm going to be alone. I need to dim my light to be in this world. How many of you have chosen to dim your light to be in this world? Take a moment and think about that. You literally change yourself. The light that you truly are to be in this world. Yeah, that's bringing up some emotion for me. Man, did I do that in this life? I changed myself to be around certain people. My family, certain partners. I changed myself so that I could be accepted. How many of you have changed yourself so you would be acceptable to others? How many of you have done that? Have you done that? Yeah, I've done that too. And it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts to not be who you are. By you not getting to be who you are, you don't get to love you as you are. And that is an extraordinary gift you give to yourself and to this planet. When you love yourself as you are, you get to express yourself as you are. You're celebrating your soul. You're saying to the world, you can do this too. You can be you. And you can let all those colors shine. And you give permission to others to do the same. Take a deep breath. Right here, deep breath. My heart is beaming with light. And I'm going to take that into a prayer right now because it just feels so right, you know. Just feel the divine just coursing through my veins. Thank you for being with me on this audio. And now this prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please, if you will, repeat these words after me to begin the prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, Goddess. Thank you for being here with me right now as I feel myself feeling into the energy of expressing myself. I ask for your divine assistance right now to help me be courageous and let myself shine all the colors of who I truly am. Take a deep breath. And now please just listen and let these words move right through your heart space. Just let them move through. I know in the past at times I changed myself so that I could fit in and that I could be liked and then I'd hopefully be loved. I did this because at times in my past I didn't feel liked or loved. And then I decided to try harder, be better, earn more, try to be more successful. And because of that, sometimes it appeared. People liked me more, they loved me more. But later I realized that's what's called conditional love. I want to have love in my life that is unconditional, loving me just as I am, free of anything that I do, free of anything that I look like, me just getting to be me, expressing me as I am, no apologies, just that expression of my full being into this planet, into this world. I say yes to that. I say yes to that. Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I ask you for the assistance. I ask you to help me stop. Just stop. And just be myself. Whoever he or she is. Shine forth my true divine soul self, my soul's light unto this planet. This is the greatest gift I can give to me. I know this, but it is also a great gift to this planet, to humanity. To rise up. To rise up and say no more. No more dimming my light. No more dimming my light for anyone. I shine my light now. I shine my light because my light is important. And when it shines, it helps others. It helps me and it helps others. It gives them the permission to shine their light, to fully express themselves as well. So thank you, Mother, Father, God, Goddess. I am beaming with courage, with bravery, with hope that I can do this. Thank you so much for your divine assistance, your help, your love. I am so, so grateful. Thank you so much. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Take a deep breath. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so grateful. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And please, if you will, listen to this prayer. If it moved you and it did what it did for you, that it like it did for me, listen to this prayer a few more times, maybe today and the next few days, and just let it do this some more for you. All right. Blessings. Thank you.